Leading the news, Britain's Prime Minister David Cameron has defended his decision to ground some flights to and from Egypt because of terrorism fears. He's met with Egypt's President Abdel el-Sisi overnight to discuss the security concerns. Britain and the US both say it's possible that a bomb caused a Russian passenger plane to crash after leaving the resort of Sharm el-Sheikh on Saturday. Bali's international airport at Denpasar has reopened after the ash cloud from a nearby volcano moved southward, but all Jetstar and Virgin flights to that island remain cancelled today. Severe thunderstorm warnings for Victoria, Queensland and New South Wales have now been cancelled by the Weather Bureau. They were issued after wild weather saw Melbourne caught out by flash flooding and even a tornado. But today could be Western Australia's turn with severe storm warnings in place for many areas there. Federal Labor will present its ideas for tax reform on day two of a major economic conference today. The Prime Minister has promised that any future changes will be fair on everyone. The Treasurer, Scott Morrison, says there'll be no hasty decisions.
It's very important in these issues that you get it right, you don't rush into them, and we don't feel under any stress or pressure from outside the Parliament or anywhere else to try and move things too quickly ahead, because we're consulting.
And rescuers are trying to dig out dozens of people trapped under a collapsed building in Pakistan. The third floor of the factory in Lahore was still under construction when it gave way, killing at least 20 people.